I think it was because I wanted to get out of my everyday life and I wanted to see something new, get into a new environment because it was all the same friends for many years and the same, I don't know, it became a routine and now I wanted to be something else and see something else.
For those who've never been to Berlin before, give me a snapshot of what it's like to grow up in such a city.
It's chaos sometimes. 4 million people living in there. It's much going on. Young people early start to go clubbing, and we like being in cafes, drinking coffee. Berlin is kind of alternative, I reckon.
That's quite a change coming from a city of 4 million to a town of about 80. Has it been easy for you to adjust?
Yeah, kind of. I really enjoy it here because it's something totally different, the complete opposite of what I'm used to. It's more laid back lifestyle. I can just sit here, enjoy myself, reading and thinking.
In terms of culture, how different is the German culture compared to here in Australia?
Okay, one thing that comes to my mind is that people are not that open-minded towards strangers. Whereas when you are here in Tipperbar, people come to you and they say, "Hey, how are you? What's your name? Where do you come from?" and all that. And I reckon that wouldn't be possible in Berlin.
Now, your accent is not very strong, but speaking of accents, how easy has it been for you to understand the Australian accent?
But when I came here to Tipperbar, there are some characters I really struggle in understanding because they speak, I don't know, it's just hard to understand.
What really stood out for you when you came to Tibooburra? What were some things about the town that you stood up and went, wow, that's different?
Well, Tipperbara is surrounded by desert. On my first day here, I went for a walk straight into the outback, which was amazing because I was just, there were boulders and dirt, and that was it.
When you thought of Australia, what came to mind?
Kangaroos, obviously. A nice coastline, friendly people. Well, I thought that there's always good weather. Now I have to experience that even in the outback. It's getting colder. The mornings get cooler, and also during the day.
Now you're here on your gap year because you just recently finished secondary school. Where else do you hope to go in Australia after you leave Tibooburra? And what else do you hope to do?
I will probably go back to Sydney because in 2 months' time I'm going to get my New South Wales driver license, which will allow me to do my MR truck driver license.
So you want to become a truck driver?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I do.
So what, we're going to see you driving one of those road trains, are we?
No, not really. The truck driver license I'm doing is just allows me to drive smaller trucks around the cities.
Now, becoming a truck driver is a bit different to being an actor in a film. You have an interesting past there.
I loved acting back in Germany, theaters, also movie. We were on the set for about 1 month. I was playing a soccer player. He had a crush on this one girl, and then his best friend, and all that love story stuff.
A love story.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a great time.
So, and the film, what was it called?
Einst nur für die Liebe.
So, what does that mean in English?
The English translation would be 1-0 for love.
Were there any kissing scenes in your film?
Yeah, there were.
How easy is it to actually be an actor and kiss somebody?
Because I knew it's professional and yeah, you just do it. She was quite beautiful, so was he.